It's Friday, June 12th. Here's what's happening in Northeast Indiana. Cuts to Medicaid are already impacting many Hoosiers, and more could lose insurance next year as work requirements take effect. A new report estimates Indiana farmers lost more than $600 million in agricultural exports during the first year of the latest U.S.-China trade dispute. And both Republicans and Democrats gathered at the State House Thursday to show support for religious freedom in Indiana. I'm Brianna Barrow, and this is Who and What. Cuts to Medicaid are already impacting many Hoosiers, and more could lose insurance next year as work requirements take effect. WFYI's Ben Thorpe reports advocates say 400,000 people have already been dropped from Indiana's Medicaid rolls.
Health advocates say most people on Medicaid already work while receiving benefits. Now, the added burden of extra paperwork on top of serious illness for some could cut more from the program. Increased eligibility checks started last year have already resulted in hundreds of thousands of people losing insurance. Tracy Hutchings-Getz is with Hoosier Action. She says it doesn't appear the state is ready to handle the increased eligibility checks.
So we are looking at a system now and starting to live into a system that is more inefficient. The state is paying more money and less people are getting health care.
The Indiana Hospital Association has also released data showing an increase in emergency room visits since last year by uninsured patients. I'm Ben Thorpe at the State House.
A spokesperson for the Indiana Family and Social Services Administration did not immediately respond to our request for comment. A new report estimates Indiana farmers lost more than $600 million in agricultural exports during the first year of the latest U.S.-China trade dispute. WFIU's Clayton Baumgarth reports.
Researchers at North Dakota State University estimate Indiana lost about $607 million in agricultural exports to China between March of 2025 and February of 2026. Soybeans accounted for the largest share of those losses at roughly $347 million, followed by corn at around $104 million. Indiana ranked among the states most affected by the tariffs. The report estimates that Chinese retaliatory tariffs reduced U.S. agricultural exports by nearly $15 billion overall during the same period. Researchers found the current trade dispute had a larger impact on agricultural exports than the 2018 and 2019 U.S.-China trade war. The report says a recently announced trade framework could help rebuild exports if future purchase commitments are met. For WFIU News, I'm Clayton Baumgarth.
Lawmakers and faith leaders gathered at the State House Thursday in support of religious freedom, calling for, quote, faith over fear. WFYI's Ben Thorpe reports the event comes after Lieutenant Governor Micah Beckwith was on a podcast last month talking about his hate for Islam and hope that all Muslims would convert to Christianity.
Both Republicans and Democrats gathered at the State House to show support for religious freedom in Indiana. State Treasurer Daniel Elliott and Senator Spencer Deary both gave statements. Senator Fadi Kudura, who is Muslim, called on Governor Mike Braun to make a public statement affirming his support for religious liberty.
We need the governor to tell the public that he, as the highest elected executive, does not stand for hate.
Governor Mike Braun has said he wouldn't have used the same words as Beckwith, but Kudura says that statement isn't enough. The governor's office did not respond to WFYI's request for comment. I'm Ben Thorpe at the State House.
A sculpture honoring Ryan White was unveiled Wednesday at Indiana University. WFIU's reporter Don Jung reports.
Ryan White was an Indiana teenager who became a national advocate for AIDS education and anti-discrimination efforts. A hemophilia since birth, he was 13 years old when diagnosed with AIDS after a blood transfusion. Sculptor Melanie Cooper Pennington says the memorial sculpture is meant to encourage students to support one another.
The story is emblematic to me of the power of education to fight hate, fear, and discrimination.
White's mother said seeing the sculpture at IU is especially meaningful because White was always dreaming of attending IU.
It was just, that is where he wanted to be, was Indiana University.
The sculpture is permanently installed in the South Lounge of the Indiana Memorial Union, and students can interact with the sculpture by leaving notes for people to read. For WFIU News, I am Dain Jung.
More news in a moment.
This music was composed by Ben Steinmetz, a student of Canterbury School. You heard it here on WBOI.
Here's what to know for today. Indiana school experts are predicting around 40 to 50 school referenda will appear on the November ballot, twice as many as in previous elections. Senate Enrolled Act 1 is the factor behind future budgeting, as the law increased property tax reductions, which means schools will see less funding. A new report is raising questions about Indiana's voter citizenship verification process and its impact on naturalized citizens. And a new workforce program is coming to Indianapolis, this time to train workers to build metadata centers. That's Who and What for Friday, June 12th. These stories and more can be found at WBOI.org or on the WBOI app. Subscribe to Who and What on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can ask your smart speaker to play Who and What. If you enjoy this podcast, you'll also enjoy our newsletter, Frequency, at WBOI.org/frequency. Music for Who and What is produced by Jack Ankenbrook. From all of us at WBOI, thanks for being with us and have a great weekend.